When he got back, the boy was awake, and he was scared. He'd been calling out, but not loud enough that he could hear him. The man put his arms around him. "I couldn't hear you," he said. "I couldn't hear you for the surf." He put wood on the fire and fanned it to life, and they lay in their blankets watching the flames twist in the wind off the sea, and then they slept. In the morning, he rekindled the fire, and they ate and watched the shore. The cold and rainy look of it, not so different from seascapes in the northern world. No gulls or shore birds. Charred and senseless artifacts strewn down the shoreline or rolling in the surf. They gathered driftwood and stacked it and covered it with a tarp and then set off down the beach.
"We're beachcombers," he said.
"What is that?"
"It's people who walk along the beach looking for things of value that might have washed up."
"What kind of things?"
"Any kind of things. Anything that you might be able to use."
"Do you think we'll find anything?"
"I don't know. We'll take a look."
"Take a look," the boy said. They stood on the rock jetty and looked out to the south. Long curve of beach, gray as lava sand. The wind coming off the water smelled faintly of iodine, ash. That was all. There was no sea smell to it. On the rocks, the remnants of some dark sea moss. They crossed and went on. At the end of the strand, their way was blocked by a headland, and they left the beach and took an old path up through the dunes and through the dead sea oats until they came out upon a low promontory. Below them, a hook of land shrouded in the dark scud blowing down the shore, and beyond that, lying half over and awash, the shape of a sailboat's hull. They crouched in the dry tufts of grass and watched. "What should we do?" the boy said.
"Let's just watch for a while."
"I'm cold."
"I know. Let's move down a little ways, out of the wind."
He sat holding the boy in front of him. The dead grass thrashed softly. Out there, a gray desolation. The endless sea crawl. "How long do we have to sit here?" the boy said.
"Not long."
"Do you think there are people on the boat, Papa?"
"I don't think so."
"They'd be all tilted over."
"Yes, they would." "Can you see any tracks out there?"
"No."
"Let's just wait a while."
"I'm cold." They trekked out along the crescent sweep of beach, keeping to the firmer sand below the tide rack. They stood, their clothes flapping softly. Glass floats covered with a gray crust. The bones of seabirds. At the tide line, a woven mat of weeds and the ribs of fishes in their millions, stretching along the shore as far as I could see, like an isocline of death. One vast salt sepulchre, senseless, senseless.